If you're listening to this, then you likely already know that being an independent musician can be a lonely road. And maybe your friends and your family just don't fully understand why you do what you do or why you invest so much time, energy, and money towards achieving your music goals. And especially early on, it can be hard to find people who really understand what you're trying to accomplish and how to make it happen. So that's where Modern Musician comes in. My name is Michael Walker, and you know, I can understand and relate to that feeling. I've been there myself, and so has our team of independent artists. And the truth is that basically everything good in my life has been the result of music. It's the reason I met my wife. It's why I have my three kids. It's how I met my best friends. And now with Modern Musician, we've seen so many talented artists who started out with a dream, with a passion, but without really a fan base, without a business, and be able to take that and turn it into a sustainable full-time career and be able to impact hundreds of thousands, even millions of fans with their music. And we've had thousands of messages from artists who've told us that we've helped change their lives forever. And it just gets even more exciting, fulfilling when you're surrounded by a community of other people who get it and who share their success and their knowledge with each other openly. And so if you are feeling called to make your music a full-time career and to be able to reach more people with your music, then I want to invite you to join our community so that we can support your growth and help lift you up as you pursue your musical dreams. You'll be able to interact in a community with other high-level artists, coaches, and industry professionals, as well as be able to participate in our daily live podcasts, meet these amazing guests, and get access to completely free training. If you'd like to join our family of artists who truly care about your success, then click on the link in the show notes and sign up now.
Is that music has always been, you know, a way to transmit, provide, give emotions. Mm. And so that's what makes us human, it's emotions.
Welcome to the Modern Musician Podcast, where each week I help you turn your passion for making music into a profitable career. This is all about you discovering and expressing who you really are so that you can build a loyal fan base that truly resonates with you and with your music, and you can impact more people with your artwork. I'm your host, Michael Walker, and let's get into it. All right, I'm excited to be here today with my new friend, Thierry Ascaris. So Thierry is a seasoned music industry executive with nearly two decades of experience across major labels, startups, and AI-driven innovation. He built a company in San Francisco before returning to Europe to drive business growth, and he's currently shaping the future of digital music as the head of business and corporate development at WinAmp. And today I'm excited to have him on the podcast to talk a little bit about, for musicians in a day and age where so much of music relies on streaming, and streaming for many artists isn't a very sustainable business model in terms of revenue that's generated. What are ways that artists can generate more of a sustainable income with their music without relying on streaming? So, Thierry, it's great to have you on the podcast, and I appreciate you taking the time to be here today.
Yes. Hello, Michael. Thank you very much for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
Awesome. And it's rare that I get to connect with someone who is a mix of, your first name was French and your last name was Spanish. Is that right?
Indeed. Yeah, that's right. That's correct. My native language is French, and I do also speak a bit of Spanish. Yes.
Awesome. Talk about diversifying things.
Yes.
Yeah. Diversifying revenue outside of streaming. So maybe to kick things off, could you share just a brief introduction into yourself and how you started with WinAmp and you kind of found yourself in this role?
Yeah, sure. So I started my career, I'm 46. I started my career in the music industry 20 years ago, working for back then the fourth major, which was EMI Music. EMI Music got acquired, cut into pieces and acquired by Warner Universal. But back then it was a major label, the Beatles, Pink Floyd. So one of the major labels. So I started there, in charge of marketing and promotion, promoting bands and back then CDs, albums, going to media. And then quickly the digital era came, and we were selling ringtones. So at the time, ringtones was a thing. So I was selling ringtones of famous songs. And so that's how I started I would say 2008 in the digital space. And then 2010, I moved to a small startup in Belgium, Europe, and we were building SaaS to create your own radio station. Basically, a bit the same as YouTube, but instead of TV, a radio station. And of course, we were still very connected to the music industry because when you talk about radio, you talk about music. And so I left in 2012 and I moved to San Francisco to create the subsidiary of that company. And long story short, we developed the company, we grew the company, and in 2014, we had the opportunity to acquire two companies. One of them was Shoutcast, which is a streaming software. And Shoutcast had a sister company called Winamp. And so the deal was to acquire both of them. So that's why in 2014, we acquired Winamp from AOL. And with the idea that such a brand, iconic brand in the music industry will play a new role in the music industry. And so after all the streaming adventures we had, we sold the company, the streaming company. We decided around 2021, 22 to start working on Winamp and do something about it and revive the brand. And now that's what we're doing. So I can tell you more about Winamp, but that's the story since I started my career in the music industry.
Mm, awesome. Yeah, Ringtones. That is talk about like diversifying, you know, revenue streams too. And I remember the age when ringtones were like, I had a bunch of ringtones for my favorite songs and on my flip phone, the Motorola Razr.
Exactly. There were no smartphones. So we were, you know, partnering with brands like Sony, Ericsson, Motorola, all those previous pre-smartphone devices indeed.
Mm, awesome. So I would love to hear a little bit more about Winamp and what kind of the primary problem is that you set out to solve with the platform.
Yeah, so we thought, as I said, you know, we had time to think about it, and we could have created a new DSP, for example, another Spotify or Deezer. But we had the idea of creating something for the future. So we were looking at what was coming, and we realized that streaming was going to hit a certain plateau in terms of business models, especially for independent artists. And that's what's happening today. There are many, many numbers out there, but less than 1% of the artists, especially independent artists, are making a living out of streaming. Mm-hmm. So we thought, okay, with Winamp, how could we help independent artists to gain control over their content and also find new streams of revenue aside from streaming? So that was the whole idea. And also we have that vision, or what we say internally, that they need to become more independent. So today they are dependent. So we say from dependent to independent, because the reality is most of the artists today, they are dependent on social media, the DSPs. Mm. They don't have control over their content. They don't have control over their music. So basically we thought, okay, let's build a platform. So Winamp is a new platform really to manage and monetize their music aside from streaming. So really complementary. We don't say streaming is bad, but we know there are some limits. So that's the whole idea with Winamp.
Mm, awesome. Oh, I love that idea of helping artists own more of their business, own more of their platform.
Yes.
Could you share a little bit more details about Winamp in terms of how do artists, you know, monetize their music on the platform, and how do they build an audience?
Yes, sure. So again, you know, of course you want to be on all the DSPs. You want to distribute your music because that's a no-brainer today. That's where you want to start. Even though as an independent artist or a young artist, you're pretty certain you won't make a ton of money, but you still want to do it. So Winamp, first of all, we offer distribution. So it's a basic service. A lot of companies do it. But it's the first brick that you need to start your career. So you can distribute your music. But then we thought, okay, what else do they need? How could we simplify their life? So within Winamp, you will be able to manage your copyrights. So royalties, manage and collect copyrights. You are also able to sell your music, to license your music to brands. So within Winamp, you have a service. We have different services and licensing is one of them. You're also able to collect your revenue coming from YouTube Content ID. So a very important part of the revenue because YouTube is big and you want to get that money. You can also, what we've called, create a fan zone. So it's really about creating a subscription and having fans subscribe to your content. And as an artist, being able to sell anything you want to your fans. So let's say I was talking about being, you know, under the social media and not having full control. There you can decide, okay, maybe I post, instead of posting 10 free content on Instagram, I will now post 8 and 2, I will keep them for my fans and maybe monetize them like an acoustic version or a B-side or maybe pictures. And that's happening in the fan zone. You can monetize, you know, signed pictures or videos in the fan zone. And then finally, we also believe in digital assets, collectibles, what used to be called NFTs. But we believe there is great technology there and also a new IP that an artist can develop and sell. So these are the different services that you will find as an artist within Winamp. And on top of that, we are adding a layer of marketing tools. One platform to push all your content to all the social networks instead of having 5 different logins and passwords. Having a Linktree page. Creating a basic website. We believe it's a pity that artists have given up creating their website. You know, it's the first entry to their universe. So we're giving the opportunity to have a website and create ad campaigns as well. So you see, this is the whole one-stop platform. In business, in accounting, you have ERPs, which are SaaS aggregating different services to manage your business. And our idea is, you know, an artist, a band, at the end of the day, they have fans, but you could also consider those fans as customers. So we really want to give them a platform to become their own merchants and being able to, again, manage, monetize their craft.
So cool. Yeah, it's funny. You're definitely speaking my language. Yeah, we've built a software as a service called Street Team that's with the same heart and mind and many of the same needs and issues that you've discovered are the things that we also notice are an issue. And we're, you know, building a software as a service to help, you know, build a community in a similar way. So I think it's a sign that, you know, there's a great need right now. So I think it's awesome that there's platforms like Winamp that are helping connect artists with their fans.
Yeah. And we see a lot of companies, the industry is really evolving at the moment. There is a new model because again, streaming is not enough. And we see a lot of services emerging, a lot of startups emerging, but we also see in the traditional SaaS industry, aggregation of services, because it's very difficult for a business to survive when you just offer one service. And there is a reason for that, because, you know, you cannot have all the users using plenty of different services. So we thought also to help artists to simplify their life, to have everything in one place. So that's really the core idea. It's not a huge revolution what we offer, but the revolution is more to have one place to aggregate all of that and make it really simple and user-friendly. So that's the whole idea.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yep, I love it. I'm especially curious in the digital collectibles side of things. You referenced like NFTs and yeah, obviously there was kind of a big like, you know, bubble pop that happened with NFTs for good reason, because I don't know, like gifts of hamsters shouldn't sell for millions of dollars.
Yeah.
But I also have always felt that there's an opportunity there for musicians with their art to actually monetize them. So I'm curious to hear your perspective on that and how artists can, you know, build and use these collectibles on the platform.
Yeah, and you're right. But like any new technology, there is usually a couple of waves, you know, and one of them is the hype. And the hype was 2-3 years ago with NFTs going completely crazy in terms of pricing, as you said. But now we see that the technologies, the blockchain technologies is still there and adopted more and more, especially in terms of payments. You see a lot of solutions now to have globalized payment without friction. And so the technology is there. It's not going away. And we've been big believer of that technology. And we also have been big believer of digital contracts. And if you think about it, an artist, what they are selling is an IP. They are selling a song, lyrics, publishing rights. And so with the blockchain and with digital assets, with a contract, you know, written on the blockchain, you can have new IPs. For example, you could have the original song on a digital format. For example, you have the digital, the original recording of Let It Be from the Beatles, and it's a physical tape. But you could decide as an artist, okay, this is a song, and this one is the original digital recording. And thanks to the blockchain, you could make a product out of that. And you could sell it on the Fan Zone, for example, in Winamp, and maybe today it will be worth, I don't know, $10, $50, $100, but the person who will buy it will believe and will be a fan, and maybe in 2, 3, 5, 10 years, that original version of the song might, you know, be worth, I don't know, $10,000, $100,000, who knows? But it's a really new way of owning a part of the artist or the band that you like in a digital way. So that's what we are, you know, allowing within Winamp with that service.
That's amazing. Out of curiosity, which blockchain are you guys using for creating the digital collectibles?
Yeah, so we've been working with Solana.
Okay.
Yeah, and we've experimented different technology. We are also creating our own coin, the Llama coin, because Winamp was associated a lot with the llama, the animal, in the past. And so we're creating our own coins, so it's easier for the artist to exchange. And also we want to have a system of rewards. So that's the whole ecosystem we're building.
Awesome. So I'm curious where you see things going. Like, obviously it's, I don't know, technology and the music industry and just everything is like changing so quickly nowadays. And feels like we're approaching the technological singularity. But I'm curious where you think some of the big next waves of the music industry are going that maybe people kind of have their heads in the sand right now, and they're not really thinking about like, wow, like I should really be focusing on, you know, this opportunity. Any insights into where you think things are going that maybe people are kind of overlooking?
Yeah, of course. That's a great question. And we haven't been mentioning AI since the beginning of our discussion. So obviously this is a very, you know, hot and big topic. So I think this is a space to watch, of course. And there are two sides of that space. The one side is, of course, you cannot do anything what you want with IP, and you need a framework. And a lot of people are working on that at the moment. There are a lot of discussions, debate about, you know, companies training their model without having the rights. So I believe it's very important to have a framework. But at the same time, it's also fantastic because you can, as a producer, as an artist, you can be, that's my opinion, you can be even more creative. You can, you know, maybe have a speed that you didn't have in the past. Basically, you know, when we had the synthesizer, when it arrived in the 70s, it was a little bit the same. So I think there shouldn't be too much of a worry also about the AI because it's a fantastic tool. So I would say, you know, future, I won't be surprised to have more and more bands and musicians working with AI for their production and completely, assumed version of what they do, not being ashamed of using AI, but completely being part of the creative process. And I'm talking about the music, but I'm also talking about visual effects when they do live, relationship with the audience. You can interact with lights, with the phones. I think there are tremendous path ahead of us in terms of interaction during live and using AI, for example.
Mm. Awesome. Yeah, I totally agree. So it sounds like what you're saying is that one of the big things that's happening right now is sort of this big wave around AI. And there's a lot of, valid concern and debate around what's the ethical way to train these models. But regardless of, where things fall on that spectrum, this is technology that seems like it's going to be here to last, and it's only going to get more and more pronounced. But rather than it being something that we feel ashamed of using, it's going to be a natural part of the creative process and augmenting our creativity.
Yeah, definitely. As long as there is a framework respecting, IPs and copyrights, I think that's how it's going to evolve. You cannot stop technology. I've seen a post, I don't know, 1 or 2 months ago on LinkedIn, very funny. It was teachers demonstrating in the 70s or 60s against the calculator in front of the White House. And it's really about the same thing. I guess it's a beautiful technology. It's going to help creativity, innovation. It's really fascinating. But again, you cannot steal things. So it needs that framework. And then I was thinking about your question also, about the future. We believe our vision is really about a new model that is emerging in the industry, the music industry. And we believe that more and more the independent artists will have control over what they do. As I said, becoming their own small businesses or small merchant, because they completely lost that control. And so I see really a future where they will be equipped with an app, a website, merchandising, and have the tools to make efficient and also to have a team. Something I didn't say, we've been obviously talking with a lot of artists, and a lot of them were telling us, look, this is very beautiful to have a platform like Winamp, but I also need to concentrate on my craft, on my music, and sometimes I don't have the time to use a platform. And so we thought about that, and we've created what we call the job board within Winamp. Mm-hmm. So you can find collaborators. You can find, I don't know, maybe a marketing assistant or a photographer or a producer, or you can submit your profile and ask, can I be hired by someone? And so really improving collaboration. And then if you don't have the money to pay that person, you can split your revenue within Winamp to hire collaborators.
Hmm. Wow. That's super interesting. So in addition to there being like a job board where you can have requests for certain roles, if you don't have the initial funding for it, but if someone believes in the project, then you can actually promise a royalty on their revenue in the future.
You can choose any line of revenue: copyright, content ID, licensing, fan zone, collectibles, and say, okay, that person has helped me on that project, so he will or she will get like 5-10% of that project or even that song. Mm. So it's really how the platform has been built. Yes.
That's so cool. So you can do it on a project by project basis, even for like a song or for an album or EP.
And if you're happy with the team that you've created, you can rehire them and create a team and have a team of collaborators in the platform.
Mm. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And when you create those kinds of contracts, are those are all done through like smart contracts with like a blockchain contract?
No, these are traditional contracts. Not yet. Actually, it's a good idea. So we should explore that.
Cool. That's awesome. Yeah, that's it. I love that you can you can create these sort of collaborative teams that are based on like profit share or revenue share.
That's cool. Needed. Artists today, they spend so much time on social networks. I was talking with an artist a month ago, and he was telling me 50% of his time he has become a social media manager at the same time as being a singer and a guitarist. And so it's a lot of time. So I thought, okay, if he could save maybe 30% of that time and concentrate more on music, which is his passion at the end, would be great.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. I mean, I'm thinking about now my head's kind of like in like future, like technology, things that are evolving. And I guess to hear your perspective on things like, I don't know, like today I saw a few new announcements from robotics, and it seems like we're pretty close to actually having like at home robots that are sort of like personal assistants who are helping around the house. Okay. Then this is also the year of like agents with AI, where they're kind of doing more and more on their own. Do you think that there's a fundamental difference between this technological revolution compared to previous ones, in that, you know, this isn't our first rodeo, and like we've had other technological revolutions that have always, you know, come with, you know, fear and concern, and it has like disrupted a lot, but then it kind of like, I don't know, it comes back, and now it's just like we're more productive, we're more creative, we're able to replace those, you know, previous jobs. Do you think that there's a fundamental difference between like super intelligence and, you know, this type of new technology with AI that that is different from like previous technological revolutions, in that this is actually going to be able to replace, like, you know, the man-made things, including like music? Or do you see this as more of like a thing that's just like all the other technological revolutions, where it's going to be a big breakthrough, but ultimately, like, you know, humans are going to be able to use this as a tool?
Look, this is a very broad question, I don't have that crystal ball. I don't have that crystal ball. I'm by nature optimistic, so I believe that humans are smart enough to use technology for a good reason, and to improve our life, and basically not to do harm. So I'm not anxious or concerned. And when I hear your question, what I'm really confident about is that, and to go back to music and the music industry, is that music has always been, you know, a way to transmit, provide, give emotions. And so that's what makes us human, it's emotions. So I'm very confident that no matter how the technology evolve, how the robots, how the rockets are going to Mars or whatever, I am very confident that we will still need and be very, drawn into emotions. That's something we need, and music will continue to serve that. For example, I don't see how you could replace concerts, you know, with a physical band playing in front of physical people. It's an experience that is, to me, almost impossible to replicate. And then there are people who will argue maybe with VR headsets. But I mean, everyone who has been to a concert with that, you know, synergy with the band and the rest of the crowd, and everybody cheering together, and feeling the vibes in your body, I don't see how you could make this, you know, with technology. So my point is that even though the technology is going faster and faster, and always, you know, improving, I'm confident that the human will always go back to emotional experiences, like, you know, listening to music live, or just on your own and having the chills because of the music.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It sounds like what you're saying is that, you know, one thing that AI and advanced, you know, technology can't really do is replace the emotion that you experience, you know, as a human, and like the community and the connection. Surely at the root of like music itself, sort of, it like transcends the different, you know, kind of parts of our brains to break down walls and kind of bring us together. So I think you're right. Like, there's like a unique place for music and communities, like, in this yeah, in this future.
I would tell anyone being anxious about AI and the pace of technology to think about music, you know, and think about what it gives you as a human, or the same with maybe reading a poem or watching a beautiful painting. I think anyone anxious about technology thinking about that would be reassured, because, or, you know, watching nature or things like that. So that will always be there, and we will always need that.
Well, like always, we'll put the links in the show notes for easy access. And Thierry, it's been great connecting today, and you know, even going into outer space a little bit, coming back, landing, coming back to the roots of music and community. It was fun. Hey, this is Michael, and I just wanted to say thank you for tuning in to this episode of the podcast. I hope you found it really valuable, and if you did, if you want to share the word, we really appreciate you leaving a 5-star review on the podcast channel. If you want to learn more about the guest, you can check out the show notes for the links. And before you go, I wanted to remind you that I'm looking for a new artist to mentor personally. Before we get started, we always offer a free 30-minute coaching call to make sure it's a good fit before you get your campaign launched. At this point, the artists that we've worked with have hit over 561.3 million streams, a number one album on iTunes, and have helped many artists grow from scratch to making a full-time income with their music online. In a few rare cases, they've even been able to generate $1 million per year with their music. That being said, we are very selective with who we work with, just based on who's the best fit and who we can best serve. And because we have a limited amount of time available for this free sessions, we do require an application process where you can submit your music and you can apply for a free coaching call with our team. So if you're interested, go ahead and click on the link in the show notes to submit an application, share one of your songs. We look forward to checking out your music, and we'll see you in the next episode.